Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn, little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome to Hollywood Connections. Another amazing day, another amazing opportunity for you to meet producers, agents, casting directors, and I have a producer on the phone right now. Introduce yourself. Are you there?
Yes, Eric King.
Yes, Eric King is live with me. And Eric, I watched a couple of your movies, and very, very inspirational and very faith-based. And before we I'm going to play some of the trailers for on air for our drivers as well. Tell us, how did you get into writing faith-based films?
Well, actually, I produce, and I think, I'm not sure if Kelly's on with me.
Is there another caller? Not yet. Okay, we have another line for him to call.
Okay. Well, about 9 years ago, we had been doing films, short stories, and my business partner, who was also the writer, M. Legend Brown, his uncle was in the hospital having surgery, and his family came into the hospital. They had no insurance, and the daughter was sick, and the hospital refused refused the film. And so, long story short, the family was homeless, and so we went about telling their story, or trying to tell their story, which was hiding in plain sight, about a homeless family. And so that started the journey about 9 years ago for doing a faith-based film.
That's awesome. Now, where are you from? What state?
Texas.
You're in Texas. Oh, okay. So are you going to be working on more films? Or, you know, have they also, I needed to ask you, have they been involved in any of the film festivals before you had put them out on Prime Amazon?
So the only two that was really in film festivals, our feature length, because before we started doing feature length, we were doing short stories that was in film festivals. So we are award-winning filmmakers at film festivals. And then, so we're getting ready to do a movie called The Key starting actually this week.
Okay. Is his other partner on the phone yet? Not yet. Okay. He hasn't called in yet. So it's all you. Let's let's go to. I want to play one of the trailers, and we're gonna play. Okay. We're gonna kind of go down the line that you sent me the list, and I want everyone to hear. It's very inspirational. It will touch your heart. It will keep your faith stronger with whatever you're going through. And that's what I'm bringing more to Hollywood Connections. And I'm very blessed I had the opportunity to be nominated for the International Christian Film Festival coming up. I'll be there. And that's going to be on the red carpet and also for Best Talk Show Host and Best Talk Show. So I'm very honored to have you on the air with me. And let's go to the first trailer, Tommy, and then we'll be right back.
Which one is that?
The first one on the list. And we'll be right back.
Peanut.
Yes, ma'am.
Peanut. Don't stop trusting in God.
You know what I hate? Waking up every morning sitting on that corner waiting for somebody to pick us up. I hate it.
How do we get ourselves in this predicament anyway?
Mr. Blackman, your life is suspended and your insurance is 2 days from being expired.
Wait. No, wait a minute.
You're under arrest.
Man.
No,
no. Look, I'm the only one in my family that works. Please, please, if we take me to jail, we'll lose everything.
Baby girl, what are you doing just now doing your homework?
Daddy, it's hard. The kids at school always are making fun of me and they call me names. I haven't took a shower in months.
My first priority is to make sure you and Taylor are safe.
I'm a man. I got one responsibility, and that's to provide and protect my family.
Darius! God can help us!
No, I am not going to the church. I'm gonna get us out of this. I'll get us out of this.
See, it's your pride. It's your pride!
Look at us. We're living out here on the street. So I'm not doing too good, am I? I'm not just mad at God. And here I am trying to do the right thing.
My grandson has a good job. He makes good money, and he loves to do for the church.
Look, how are you going to give our last bit an offering? You know we needed that for gas and food.
I want off these streets. I'm sick and tired of sitting on the side of the road looking for a job and never getting one. You know what that makes me feel like inside?
Tell him.
It is the love of God that keeps us. The love of God that holds us. That enables us.
He just seems to amaze me.
Nothing but good times.
Good times, that's right.
It's hard being a man, knowing the right thing to do.
So what am I supposed to do?
Let go and let God.
It's funny. We're supposed to be in the land of milk and honey, right?
Not from where I sit. Man, I'm hiding in America just to keep my family together.
And we're back. Eric, tell everybody the name of that film.
Hiding in Plain Sight.
That was amazing. I'll tell you, that's so touching because there's families that are going through that right now. And, you know, with trying to pay their bills and trying to survive. And what a touching story of how God got them through that. That's amazing, Eric. Before we go to the next trailer, tell everybody your website, where they can reach you. And I'm sure some actors in that area may want to contact you.
Yes, it's King and Brown Enterprises.com.
There you go. And we'll be right back. Let's go to the next trailer because I want everyone to hear this and go and watch it on Amazon Prime, Prime Video. I know there's one that you can watch that says it's free, but you have to watch the ads. I think that's one of them. But all of them are free to watch if you have Amazon Prime. And we're here with the director from Texas. And I'm Dawn Reese, your host. We'll be right back.
There's a petition going around to have John removed from the church.
What? I thought you knew. It's been circulating for like 2 weeks now. Sunday was the final straw.
Megan, come on, don't. Gosh. Guys, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
John, the folks around here just don't understand your method of celebrating.
You know, you really embarrassed the kids this time.
Are you embarrassed? I can't help it. I mean, when I feel the Spirit, it just flows out of me.
Why can't he be like normal dads? That's not how God made him.
And all that running around and screaming and hollering. So you're putting me out of the church?
I'm tired of moving.
I promise I won't do it again. Right? I'll control it.
Son, this is a good thing. It's a promotion for you.
I can't believe you won't stay in me, Pastor Carson.
Now, how embarrassing is this? The bishop's going to send down a white pastor to a black church.
So, who are you here with?
I'm your new pastor.
Oh!
I'm not on board with this at all. And I am going to do everything in my power to get him voted out of here. And as it turns out, you are at the wrong church.
Robert.
You ready to take over the church?
You steel band.
Basketball. Anybody play basketball? I'm not Jehovah's Witness, okay?
Today, this fornication is a sin against the body.
You know, over the past 6 months, we've lost 293 members.
How do we get the members to come back to the church?
How can I fix this?
First of all, by going to God on bended knee and asking his forgiveness.
Wait, did you see who tripped me?
Wow, another powerful movie from Amazon Prime. And Eric, what is the name of that movie?
That's called A Man Called John.
A Man Called John, J-O-N. And I was watching that last night about the pastor, and but that was pretty powerful as well. I think we have your partner on the phone. Are you there? Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Kelly Gray Bomino, and I'm one of the producers of Steps of Faith and A Man Called John, and work with the great, wonderful producer, Eric King.
Ah, I see that. That's amazing. And we're playing some of the trailers for our drivers here in Clearwater Beach, Florida, and Tampa. And we're live on Tan Talk Radio Network. You can watch the show over again on YouTube as well. Nice to meet you. I'm going to go to your next trailer. And I love this because it gives people an opportunity to sit down with a family and really watch faith-based films. And I believe that there's more and more coming as well. And we all need this in this time of day. And so we'll be right back with both of you. And let's play the third trailer, Tommy. We'll be right back.
See, some things never change.
And I need you to do something for me.
What is it?
Don't you ever disrespect me in public again.
But baby, you told me to
stop. I don't care what I'm saying.
No,
I do what I want to do.
Okay, I understand. But that was money for the grocery
You get paid Friday.
But I am not the bank.
You know? Take off your shades.
What? No, I think I really
Mama, take off. Take them off. Move it. It's just a little what? What? He didn't mean to? That's what you always say.
Get your voice down. You just put him up there.
I gotta go. A couple of hundred in there, so you know, you make sure you treat yourself, man. Get yourself a nice meal, and if nothing else, please get yourself a nice suit.
Just do us all a favor and die. Is this true?
What I should do with my piece?
No, tell me.
But I don't know if I should spend this much on just one suit.
No, you should. Deservingly so.
It's like $10,000 in here. What's this?
I know.
So where did it come from? I don't want to know.
Look, you know.
Things aren't the same. I can't.
Forgiveness is not just for me. No. It's for anyone who will call on him. Now,
where
who will call
are
on him
you,
this morning?
Lord?
Who will finally get that forgiveness you've been longing for? Who will finally be able to get rid of that pain that you've been asking and needing forgiveness for in your heart?
And have a little man-to-man conversation with that pastor. Put some hands on him.
Maybe that's how.
Down then when Tom's got hard. No, you stood up. Now stand up now, man. Stand up for yourself. What's wrong with you? If not for you, then stand up for Christ.
Okay, so Eric, what is the name of that movie?
It's called A Heart That Forgives.
Say that again.
A Heart That Forgives.
A Heart That Forgives. So that's on Amazon Prime as well. I'll tell you, the music is touching. And I'll tell you, if you don't have a couple tears when you're watching this and knowing that God has convicted you of something, or you just have to have more prayer time, that's for sure. I know we have about 10 more minutes left, and then I want to get into two more trailers. And let's go to the next one, Tommy and Kelly. We'll be right back. All right.
Received a phone call this morning from the Golden Voices Competition Committee. This is our year to host the explosion.
What's the Golden Voices Competition?
Singing competition, kind of like Joyful Noise meets Fighting Temptation.
No, ma'am.
Well, that is good news, but we don't have a choir, remember?
That's why I need you to do your job.
I'm not with this.
Get a winning choir together.
This is my granddaughter. Sitting in Nicole Jackson. She'll be substituting for me while I'm getting well.
All right. Well, now that we got rid of the dead weight, we can go on and start afresh.
Sydney, I know you think he's dead weight and all, but that's one of our lead singers.
Hey! What, you gonna run me over?
No. You look like Jack's rebel.
Hey, what's your matter? I need to talk with you.
What is it?
Is Sydney here?
No. Okay. Sydney's in Dallas. What is it?
Well, for rehearsal, yeah, and then she dropped this acapella thing on us, and then we lose our lead singer, and then I don't even know where she...
Let me stop.
Don't want to spend my whole life running, trying to catch up with the world. But sometimes I pour out my heart to God, because I think he's not moving fast enough. Patiently awaiting. My heart is breaking, but I'm patiently waiting your move. Yes, I'm waiting. Gotta keep waiting. Lord, I'm waiting. Cause gotta keep waiting. Got enough time. So I...
How dare you find my granddaughter of all the underhanded, conniving, low-down, dirty, mischievous tricks. Now, I knew you wanted my job, but I expected you to come after me.
That's what all this right here is about? What, you want me to go back to college?
Do not act brand new. No, just listen and then speak. Lord, I'm waiting
on you. Wow, another powerful movie. Tell everybody, Eric, what that movie is called.
The Golden Voices.
I know. I was watching. I haven't finished it yet, I'll be honest, but it's so good, about a church going for a contest, and they need so many choir members, and they want to enter the contest, but there's not enough singers. They don't have, and that's an amazing movie, especially if you're a singer, artist, to watch that. Even more churches should have that as well, I believe. And so I know this is going so fast. I know, Tommy, we have one more trailer, and to both of you, we'll be right back. Let's play that one, and then I have some more questions for you. Stay tuned.
Okay.
If you could just send me one more sign, but I promise you, I will trust you.
Faith, your journey begins today.
I got that job at Steps of Faith.
Oh, really? How is it?
It's so exciting. It feels like Joyful Noise Choir or a sister act.
The hardest work that I've ever done in my life.
Hi, I'm Faith Houston.
If you're selling, I'm not buying.
From the award-winning director of Hiding in Plain Sight comes a simple story.
I think that God is trying to tell me this is my calling.
God, really?
Faith works.
What do you do when God speaks to you and your family and friends mock you?
This is some kind of a joke, right?
You just believe.
I'll be back every day until you hire me.
Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow.
Why does he make things so hard?
Maybe he doesn't want a whole lot of weak Christians walking around.
I guess he's trying to make me into Hercules.
Some moments will challenge you.
Stalk much?
Baby, women don't chase men.
Faith!
Some moments will test you.
That's so funny.
Nothing, sweetheart. You know, you've just never been that good with animals or children.
Some moments will enlighten you.
You know why I ride every morning? So I have the strength and wisdom to help those kids.
Would you know God's voice if he spoke to you?
I know.
And some moments will inspire you to walk into your destiny. Starring Charles Malik Whitfield.
She is exactly what we need on this farm.
Christy Ferris.
My daddy's gonna beat your daddy up!
Ted Lang.
I understand Greek, hippo, horse. I get it.
And Irma P. Hall.
I'm not gonna tell you to hush again.
Steps of Faith.
Another beautiful movie about God talking to you and what others think. And I'll tell you, it's so inspirational. Have you entered any of these, I wanted to ask you, to the International Christian Film Festival by chance?
Yes. And actually, Hiding in Plain Sight was, it won the same award that Courageous won. Courageous won second place in 2012, and Hiding in Plain Sight won the same award in 2013.
I thought so. I remember that because that was really phenomenal. And that's in Orlando, the International Christian Film Festival. Look it up, Google it, and I'll be there next weekend. So we're super excited. So the both of you, you know, the music is so phenomenal. How did you find the artist, Eric or Kelly?
Well, a few of the songs, like Eric has some friends in Detroit that put together music for us, and then sometimes we just open up submissions and we'll post it out on social media, or we'll reach out to people in the Christian community or the faith-based community, and they will send submissions, and then we'll go through, and you know, a lot of times our director, he will choose songs and he'll send them to us. We'll weigh in on them, but that's really a lot of the music you hear. Our local artists.
That's awesome. I would love to try to get them on as well and talk about the movie and their experience after, you know, with their music in it. I would love to airplay that on Hollywood Connections, and that's called, actually, it's called Miracle Stories as well. We call it Hollywood Connections. So is that possible? You can get in touch with them in the next month, in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We can definitely reach out to them and ask them if they want to be a part of your show. But yeah, that's mainly how we are using music or independent, except with the Hiding in Plain Sight film. Forever Jones, I don't know if you're familiar with gospel, but they're a national gospel.
I thought so. Yeah, we're getting kind of an echo. I don't know if you're in your car or so, just a little bit of echo. We're live on 3 FM, 3 AM, live on Tantalk Radio Network. You can watch this movie again under Hollywood Connections, you know, tonight and all the movies. And if you can do me a quick idea, Eric, just give me a rundown of all the movies that are on Prime Video again.
It's Hiding in Plain Sight, Steps of Faith, A Man Called John, A Man Called John, Art That Forgives, and The Golden Voices.
Phenomenal movies. It's been such a pleasure. I hope that you come down to Florida sometime. You know, we have a sailboat we're getting ready to charter and put in movies under sunkissedcharters.com. And that website is up, and that'll be ready very, very soon. And do you ever get to Florida, both of you?
Yes, definitely. Matter of fact, Don, I wanted to say this about Kelly. Not only is she a producer, but she has her own film company as well called Reed Joe Films, who's partnered with us to do our movies.
Oh, that's fabulous, Kelly. You have to send me some information on that. I don't think I received that. But definitely would like to talk to you more about that. And if you have some more films, we'll get you on as well. And like, I was just at Sunscreen Film Festival, and next week I'll be playing a lot of the interviews, and maybe at the end of the show today we have one interview I'll be sending over, Tommy, shortly. But I try to bring on more, like I said, more faith-based film directors. And, you know, if give your website one more time, because I know I have a lot of actors saying, you know, hey, I don't mind traveling. I'd like to send my demo over. I'm a Christian. I'm an actor. And where would they do that?
It's kingandbrownenterprises.com.
That's it. There you go, everybody. It's been such a pleasure.
Kelly, you can give them your email as well.
You too. Thank you so much. And I'm under ritajofilms.com. But yeah, thank you so much for having us on. And, you know, thank you for watching the movies and, you know, seeking out faith-based films. They're so important, especially at this time.
I agree with both of you. Please keep me posted, and it's been a pleasure, and I hope our drivers have enjoyed this show, picking up their children from school, listening to faith-based film trailers that they can watch at home with their family tonight, as well as during the week, and keep it on while you're house cleaning, because you still get paid from it. Right? All right. God bless the both of you. Thank you so much. It's been such an honor and a pleasure. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, and we'll talk to you very soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. And so, Tommy, we're going to go to a little Hollywood theme for a minute. And just everybody wants to know, I'm giving away some tickets to the Renaissance Festival, $2,295 value. If you call 727-441-3000, again, 727-441-3000, if you're one of our call-ins, you get two tickets. It's worth $44 and some cents. And then you get a $5 off coupon in the back for returnings. I think that's a caller. I know who. Let me see if I can read that mind, because I know I have a VIP caller that's always calling in. And this is for the Renaissance Festival 2-ticket giveaways. If you're on Facebook, please put why you would like to go to the Renaissance Festival. Thank you to the Renaissance Festival. They're going to call in about 20 minutes as well and talk about what's happening real quick. And we'll be right back. Let's get my new guest in. We'll keep the Hollywood music rolling while the guest comes in. And we're ready for her. And super excited to have her join me. And actually, I found her through one of our... Robert? Is there a Robert on the phone? Okay, Robert, are you there? Hello, you're live.
Hey, this is Robert Enriquez. How are you?
Hi, good. Are you calling for the giveaway?
No.
Oh, Robert. I don't know why. Hi, Robert. Tell us who you are.
It's Robert Enriquez, the director of the film Escape to the Cove.
Oh, The Faith of the Cove. Yes, yes. I'm going to have you hold for a few minutes. We're giving away. I thought you were the ticket giveaway. I was going to give you two tickets to the Renaissance Festival. Okay. Give us a minute here and we'll be right back. And can you give me about 10 minutes?
Should I call you back?
Or? That would be perfect. That'd be perfect. All right, thank you. Well, that's from the Cove from the Sunscreen Film Festival, another director calling in. In the meantime, you put the headsets on, introduce yourself, and tell everybody who you are.
Well, hello. I'm so happy that I finally get to meet you.
I know. I get to meet you. Gosh. You're nominated for Best Christian Artist.
Yes, I am.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah. My name is Brenda Ingram.
Yes.
And, so that's awesome. And then I also have a production company, and we did a music video for Myrna Lee Francois called Save Me. That's also up for Best Music Video.
That is so exciting. Yeah, we're going to be there. Are you going to be there all week?
Oh, yeah.
Me too. I have a table up there I'll be sharing with another production company as well, and we'll be doing interviews. So super excited. So what song are we going to sing? Have you sing? You have a CD?
Oh, didn't know I was going to sing. I brought the CD.
Yes.
It's on my CD. Yeah, it's called In It After All.
In It After All. Let's hear the nomination for the Best Christian Artist right here sitting in the studio. Yay! We're going to come back and talk to her more. We'll be right back.
Something inside of me, you was dying. I didn't know that you heard me each time I called. You had a reason for those trials. It seems I grew stronger every mile. Now that I know you were in it after all. We're always ready, Lord, to take. After all, taking the blows that I've been given, mending the wounds that needed mending, I didn't know that you heard me each time I called. I guess it's easy now to see. I don't know how I could have missed it, Jesus, but you were in it after all. Take the glory, oh, but we're seldom willing to wrong. I guess it's easy now to see. I don't know how I could have missed it, Jesus, when you were in it after
back right here. The artist is sitting next to me. And tell everybody that song.
It's called In It After All.
In It After All. Now, you just were telling me about a testimony that something happened to you. And that's pretty heavy, especially during this time. And I know people out there that are probably feeling the same thing. And tell us your story.
Okay. I had known the Lord, raised in church. But at 18, I started singing professionally in nightclubs, which I shouldn't have even been in nightclubs. So I sang from 18 to 22. But at the end of that year, when I was 22, I started contemplating suicide because living that lifestyle was so totally different than walking the Christian walk.
Right.
And I didn't know how to get back right with the Lord. And there's a scripture in 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. And that's what happened to me.
Wow. So how did you, when you were thinking about committing suicide, what happened to you that day that changed your life over, that God came into your life?
Well, I mean, he was already in my life.
Right.
And I had, I had arranged three times to get the pills, but they never came. But when I got to the point where I couldn't sing, so I had to have throat surgery. And that's what the Lord used to get me, because,
Got your attention.
Me out of the nightclubs. Oh, yeah. Well, that was the way he saved me out of that. And then I was told that I couldn't sing again after 6 weeks. I went back home to live with my mom. And then when I went back after 6 weeks, he told me not to talk for 6 weeks. A lot of people say that was the miracle.
Wow.
But
and you have a book that you wrote? Is this yours?
Oh, yeah. Well, I have two CDs and a book. One thing that you need to know is when I went to the surgeon, he said, now talk. And I said, what do you want me to say? And my left vocal cord had healed in three layers. And he said, you'll never sing again. But that's what got me out of the nightclubs.
Oh, gotcha.
And so then I rededicated my life to the Lord. And I said, if you can use me, I'll only use my voice for you. Well, as you can tell, I'm healed, but I only have a 10-note range. I don't have that falsetto Sandy Patty. So I sing with the guys. I'm a tenor. And anyway, so I found out there was a doctor that could help me get that. And I prayed and I said, Lord, is this what you want me to do? And he said, no. And you know how he talks to you.
Right,
he said,
exactly.
No. And I want you to start telling people you only have a 10-note range. You tell them two things for me. I don't want their ability. I want their availability. If they make themselves available, I'll give them what they need. And the second thing he said is, do not let the things you cannot do keep you from doing the things you can.
Oh,
so
wow.
Today I have two CDs, well, and a Christmas CD. And then I'm a two-time breast cancer survivor that's gone through seven surgeries in 6 years because of doctors not removing the biopsy trail site. And that's another whole story. But
and here you are to give a testimony about your life and how God is working and opening doors. And here you are nominated. You'll be there at the International Christian Film Festival selling your CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Do you have a table there as well?
Yeah, I'm going to have a table with David Hebner. He's coming in.
Oh, David. Yeah, yeah. I love David. He's been on the show many times.
Oh, good.
I know. Yeah. He's up for an award as well. So we're both, yeah. I know. I've been on the air for over 40 years myself.
You don't even look a whole lot older than that. me
Thank
in.
You. Girl, praise God. Praise God. I know we have another caller calling in real quick, and I know we have to jumpstart. The Renaissance Festival is in town on the weekends, and I think we're going to play that commercial, and we'll be right back. I know Tommy's on the phone. And then give everybody your website where they can reach you and book you for bookings.
Okay. It's www, of course, Brenda-Ingram.com. I've had Brenda-Ingram.com forever, and evidently it lapsed and somebody took it.
Oh, gotcha.
And so, but it's hyphen. So Brenda-Ingram.com. Yeah, I just got a new website.
Wow. And here's this is beautiful. Have you ever had your life shattered, experienced pain so deep that you wanted to die or felt like Job because all the losses in your life? Brenda will share with you what God worked in her life when experiencing these things and feelings. And say, you know, is that something that you would say also when people talk to you? They say, you know, of course, our pastor says, watch what you say. Life and death
critical.
Are in your tongue.
Power of your tongue, yes.
Yes, and people don't understand boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives, what they say to somebody, and it's like think before you speak. And if you really have God in your life, you're not saying those things to people.
Exactly. You are watching what you say. We need to edify each other. And
right.
In the world that we're living in right now, we definitely need to edify each other.
And uplift each other.
Uplift each other and encourage each other, especially women.
Exactly, exactly. Wow, what a powerful testimony that you have. And I like it. You said Jeremiah.
Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and a future.
And when things are attacking you or people are attacking you, I know I have a friend that's on right now and going through so much in car accidents and different things happening. Oh. Do you believe that, you know, or maybe situations, maybe there's a husband and wife, or maybe there's something that they're arguing about and you know that the blessing's around the corner and they may, you know, you're getting attacked. What words of wisdom can you tell somebody?
Well, having gone through a divorce, I would, you know, I did everything that I knew to do to keep it together, but I do know that there is power in prayer. And no matter what is going on in the family situation, we have to get away from that and get into prayer and talk to God and ask Him for help. He's
exactly.
The only one that can help
us. I write letters. I'll sit down on my computer, write a letter and put it in my Bible and say, okay, I need help with this one. Just get it off my chest. And then sometimes I don't open it for a year later and I'll go, wow, what He did is a miracle.
Amazing working God. Oh my gosh, He really is. Like right now, I have to get a new car. I had to get a new air conditioning unit. I spent tons of money on my teeth. Just a lot of things are hitting me at once, but I still praise Him because He's my provider.
Exactly.
He is.
Exactly, and that's all you can do. I know, Tommy, okay, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, but we have somebody from the Renaissance Festival on. Introduce yourself, please.
Hello there. I'm Lickety Slickety from the Mud Show at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival.
Wow, the Mud Show. I bet you have great skin, I bet.
Well, it actually dries you out. It's terrible for your skin. I'm 19 years old, but I look like I'm 40.
No, wait, because I went to a place in California with my mother. It was like one of those mud things, or maybe it was like the gray salt. No, it was a gray mud. I guess it's supposed to be good for you. And then she was like, we're putting mud all over ourselves. But you have that.
You're talking about the good stuff.
Gotcha. Well, so what time are your shows?
Our shows are three times a day. We're running for this coming weekend and the weekend after that. We encourage everybody to come out. You can get tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com or just come out and get them at the gate. I believe they're $23.95 right there on location.
Yes, and I have two ticket giveaways. If you are on Facebook and you say, I want to go, and we'll be there. I'll be doing some stories as well. I'd love to come and meet with you and interview you at the Renaissance Festival. And it's such a pleasure. Can you give everyone your social media?
Yeah, sure. Check us out, Bay Area Ren Fest. Check us out on Facebook or at our website, BayAreaRenFest.com. And then I believe we have an Instagram as well. Check that out.
Super cool. Super cool. I'm so glad you called in, and I know that the ticket giveaways and people are excited, and we're glad that this has opened up for this year to give people an opportunity to get outside and get that vitamin D in them.
Amen.
I agree.
Our only concern is that it's going to be too much fun for the people. I don't know if they're ready for it.
I know. I you sit too close to you guys, you could have a little mud splash on you, correct?
Well, the Mud Show isn't 3D. That is correct.
So just wear comfortable clothes and bring some baby wipes. It's a pleasure to have you on. I can't wait to interview you more. And thanks, Christy Boyles, for hooking this up today for marketing and helping me with Hollywood Connections and getting you on the air with me.
Absolutely. Anytime, we'd love to. And God bless you.
Thank you. And then give everybody your social media.
Oh, we are Splattertime Players. Splattertime Players on Facebook and Instagram.
Perfect. Sounds good. And then we're going to be there soon. And that is the Renaissance Festival. And again, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. We are playing their commercials. And do we have another caller? Did Robert call back yet? We're waiting for Robert to call back. In the meantime, let me go to his trailer just in case. And just actually, The Cove, I'm going to do a quick interview. I think it's just a few minute interview. Let me play that from the International Sunscreen Film Festival. I'm sorry, Sunscreen Film Festival. 3FM, 3AM, 2 TV Networks, VH2.TV. And I'm here on the red carpet. You are?
Robert Enriquez.
Pleasure to meet you. And you are?
Garrett Bargash.
And what do you do?
We are filmmakers. We made a film called The Cove that is screening here Saturday and Sunday.
I heard about that. That's amazing.
Yeah, really?
I did. So you live locally here?
I do not live. I was born and raised here, but then I live out in California now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I used to have an office on Hollywood and Vine in the old Taft building.
That's my dad. Yeah.
Phil. Yeah, what does I have to look?
Yes.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, yeah. Cast member. So where can they see the trailer and your website information?
We have a lot of it on our Instagram, which is Escape, the number 2, The Cove. Yeah.
Any of the further, further projects?
Probably a sequel. That's our goal.
We have a couple things in the works.
Well, what I'll do is I'll do a longer interview with you on the radio, and then we have a TV network that we send the show over to. So we have a 37-foot Endeavor sailboat called sunkisscharters.com, and we're looking to put it in movies, and we're about to take off in about 2 weeks. So if you want to come back and film, we got a sailboat.
Okay. In a marina.
All right, and we're back. We've got one of the directors on that I met at Sunscreen Film Festival, 106.1 FM The Heat. Robert, are you there?
I am here.
So that's so exciting. So how did your movie do at Sunscreen Film Festival?
Oh, it was just an amazing experience. I mean, just to have an in-person screening in itself was just fantastic. We had a nice big turnout. And then at the end of the day, we actually won the Best Cinematography Award.
Oh, congratulations.
So it was a good weekend.
That's phenomenal. And you're out of California, correct?
That's correct.
Gotcha. I know we're trying to find The Cove. Is it on YouTube?
The actual film, it's supposed to be getting released today. So
oh.
It's not out there yet.
Okay. What about the trailer?
The trailer is in circulation. The film is called Escape to the Cove.
Okay. Tell our audience that's driving, picking their kids up from school right now, what is The Cove about?
I mean, it's kind of eerie because it started to mirror the real world back in 2020. I had this idea. It's basically a kid who survives after losing his family to a pandemic that turns into a zombie apocalypse. He has to find this place called The Cove that he discovers has healthy people.
Wow.
So on his journey, he meets this old grumpy guy that's played by me and convinces me to get a boat going and take him away to where the healthy people are.
So wow.
One of your kind of formulaic zombie type films.
How long did it take to shoot that movie?
We started writing it and shooting it on May 2nd of last year, and we had everything finished by October, including the sound and color correction and everything else. But the actual shoot we did between May and probably mid-July, and we did very limited days. We did short. We were fighting, as you remember, in California.
Mm-hmm. I know, big time up there.
The pandemic. We had toilet paper shortages. There was all kinds of just crazy things happening. And then sometimes we would take off a week or two. But we were finished by July and then had the whole film finished by October.
That's amazing. And here that's what I tell you. Make your movies and you star in it yourself. Produce it yourself. Did you produce it yourself as well?
I had a partner. My co-star, Garrett Bargash, helped me produce it. And then a couple other friends helped produce things here and there, but for the most part, it was a very, very small group of us.
Was it a small budget movie, or a lot of? I know we have 10 minutes left, but and I want to end this song with our singer here that's in house. Tell us, what kind of budget was it?
Yeah, it was a very small budget. Like I said, it was a super limited crew. I had most of the gear, and what we used to highlight and upgrade and production value was just the access to the marina and just anything we could get our hands on, like going into downtown LA and filming on a freeway exit with no cars on it is not something you can get usually without spending tons of money.
That's
so
true.
We tried to just try all those things we could and work it into the script.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, it has been a pleasure meeting you. Give everybody your website.
Well, if you can go to Instagram for the film, that's a great place to find out about us. It's Escape, number 2, The Cove.
There you go.
Escape to The Cove.
Well, keep me posted on upcoming things that you're doing as well. And then when that trailer is ready, we'll play it on air and we'll have you call back.
Oh, excellent.
Very cool.
I'll email that over to you.
Well, this is what Hollywood Connections is all about, and that was at Sunscreen Film Festival. Thank you, Tony Armour, for having me there as media. It has been an amazing ride, and I want to thank you for calling in. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you so much. I give you
the tickets to Renaissance, but you're in California.
All right.
Yeah, thank you so much, Robert. God bless you.
Take care.
Thank you. So anyways, if you'd like to be one of my reporters, I'm taking teen and junior reporters right now, and they're on with the red carpets and doing some fun things, and they have beauty queen titles. You can always call 727-871-7788. And also coming up, we'll be having some talent searches here and looking for the next singer for Hollywood Connections and feature as well. So excited.
Do you use old people?
We have, well, you know, my Mrs. Florida Diva, she is in her 80s and looks fabulous, and she's Lifetime, and she said, Dawn, I've done so much. Now she's getting married.
Oh,
I know.
Yay.
Yes, and I'd give a shout out, Daryl Madison Taxes. I know that if, you know, if you're over there on Waters or Cypress, give them a call for taxes, but that's his mom, and she was my co-host for many years, so it was very exciting.
That's awesome.
So I know we have 7 minutes left, and so I'm going to give you 2 tickets while you're sitting here.
Okay,
and
thank you so much.
Yes, and for Facebook, I'm waiting for someone to shout out and say, hey, I want those 2 tickets as well. You get them courtesy of the Renaissance Festival. And so Brenda, let's go. What's another song we can play?
Well, actually, the name of my book is He's Looking at You, Kid. I think I told you that Rico is the one that produced my second CD. People told me that I should write a book about what I'd been through with the breast cancer. And I said, I am not an author at all. But I got to thinking, if God can use a donkey to talk to Balaam, I mean, I got to be better than that, right?
You know, so, I do have people on here that want to start to write a book, and we have Joy on Paper here. Patsy with a Z has a show on Tuesday and Thursdays, and she has another show all about authors and books. I need to send this over as well.
Yeah.
And how did you write your book? Did you publish it yourself?
He gave it to me in 3 weeks. It is chock full of scripture. It's my life biography.
In 3 weeks you wrote this?
He gave that to me in 3 weeks. And I thought, it's He's Looking at You, Kid, instead of Here's Looking at You, Kid.
Wow.
And so then Rico called me one day and he said, Brenda, I wrote a song for you. And he wrote me this song called He's Looking at You, Kid.
Oh, how fabulous. We're going to end with that. And,
yes.
And Brenda, it's a pleasure to have. We're going to do more interviews at the International. Yeah, we'll sit down and do more.
You've got 2 awards coming up.
I'm so blessed. I have to find a dress. I haven't found the dress yet that I wanted to wear. But He's Looking at You, Kid. Where can they buy this book?
Well, that's on my website, too. And, of course, at the ICFF, I'm going to have a table there. So
yeah, I know people are freaking out. There's like 3 weeks she wrote that. How did you get it published?
I self-published.
And how did you do that?
Well, it was a long process, and it was really kind of hard. And I don't know that I would go with them again because they took a big chunk.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I've heard of other people that have done it, and they've done it a better way. So
yeah. And anybody, I know that's a whole other territory.
It
I don't
is.
Know. That's why Patsy Joy on Paper, Patsy with a Z, is so phenomenal at that. Listen to her show as well. She was on last week. Okay. So we're going to end the show. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen, and be kind to each other. You know, and if you can't see anything nice, don't say anything at all.
That's
my mother's old saying. Yeah. I'm Dawn Reese, and we'll be back next week with some more interviews from Sunscreen Film Festival and so much more. And please go to sunkisscharters.com and check out. You can even email me from there if you like the show. Tell us what you thought. Sunkisscharters.com coming up very soon. And let's play that music, and it's called He's Looking at You, Kid.
Yes.
I'm Dawn Reese and Brenda.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for having me, Dawn.
It's been a pleasure.
Really,
it's been a pleasure.
It.
Have a great afternoon, everybody.
Be blessed.
He's looking at you, kid.
He's looking at you, kid.
He's looking at you.
Yes, he's looking at you.
He's looking at you, kid.
You know he's looking at you, kid.
just looking at you. Today we live in a crazy, mixed up world, full of me-ism, materialism, people hooked on reality television. But my God is faithful, and his word is true. He sees every little bitty thing that we all go through, and I know remember, all good things come with time. No good thing will he withhold from us, as he sees our every sacrifice. Speak those things that be not as though they were. Stand firm in your integrity, for my God will never, ever forsake you, and he will never, ever leave. I know he's looking. Oh, yes, he's looking.
He's looking at you.
I know he's looking.
He's looking at you, kid.
He's looking at you, kid.
He's looking at you.
For the eyes of the Lord, they watch over you and me. He knows just who and where we are. His good plan will remain forever. Your heart so you can trust him.
He's looking,
because he's looking. Oh,
he's looking at you.
He's looking at you.
He's looking at you.
Oh, yes, he's looking.
He's looking at you.
You know he's looking at you, kid.
And that should be in a movie, that song.
I love that song.
That is a good walking song. Put your tennis shoes on, as my mother would say. Get up in the morning, put your tennis shoes on and start walking. Don't put your flip-flops on. And, you know, that's what it takes. Get out there and do that. And, you know, it's harder when you're older.
but I have a lot of energy.
That makes a difference. And when you get out there and you take care of yourself, and that's all what it's about. And you have supporters behind you. And, so anybody have any questions? I know we have 1 minute. So, okay, we're good. Tommy, what did you think of the show today? You liked it. Thumbs up.
Thumbs
from Tommy
up.
In the back.
Yay.
And so remember, let's see, next week we have, like I said, more film directors from Sunscreen Film Festival. And give your website one more time, Brenda.
It's www.brenda-ingram.com. And I am on Facebook, Brenda Turner Ingram, and I have a casting group.
Oh,
it's just called Casting Group, where I tell about auditions and things for people
to
get jobs.
That's so cool. Yeah. And I'm going to help you with some agents. We'll get some feedback on some testimonies. I have so many testimonies. We have an agent under our show. We have a SAG agent in Hollywood, Florida, and that does on CastNet as well. And we have a local agent as well that I'll get you his email. And we'll find out if she's got selected by those agents. And I know she will, because she's very talented. And remember, He's Looking at You, Kid, by Brenda Ingram.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.